When people started working from home because of the pandemic, some started working from their second homes. Those tend to be in rural areas, not in cities. And if they stay after the pandemic, they could end up transforming parts of rural America. Here's Sarah Gibson of New Hampshire Public Radio reporting from the Lakes region.
For 5-year-old Joanna Shelov, winter in the pandemic has been pretty good.
I get to ski a lot. And I do different kinds of skiing.
Ooh, like, tell me all the kinds.
Like cross country, skeet skiing a tiny bit on my skis, and downhill skiing.
Normally, Joanna and her family live in Philadelphia, but this year they're hunkering down in their second home, a 230-year-old farmhouse. Their main reason for being here, Joanna and her sister are going to the tiny public school down the road. It's been in person 5 days a week since September, as opposed to the Philadelphia school district, which has been largely virtual. Joanna's dad, Eric Shelov, a doctor, saw a lot of his job become virtual too. So he can work anywhere, even the barn out back, which he opens up for me. Amidst collections of bicycles and boats, Shelov shows me his standing desk.
We made this out of old barn doors and sawhorses.
Despite the rustic charm, there have been some challenges, like really slow internet.